From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Mexican tomato growers and the U.S. Commerce Department struck a deal for a new tomato suspension agreement. According to thepacker.com, Mexico tomato growers released a statement last week indicating a deal was reached to suspend the anti-dumping investigation that was reactivated May 7th after the Commerce Department pulled out of the 2013 agreement in response to complaints from domestic growers. The five-year agreement enters a public comment period and goes into effect September 19th. U.S. pork exporters are ready to go if President Trump comes through with a pair of trade victories in Asia. A farm-focused deal with Tokyo, which the White House hopes to wrap up in the coming months, would help the pork industry maintain its foothold in the valuable Japanese market. And if Trump can resolve tensions with China, U.S. producers could also tap into the booming Chinese demand as African swine fever ravages the country's domestic hog herds. A USDA study reveals people are putting themselves at risk of illness by washing or rinsing raw poultry. Deputy Undersecretary Dr. Mindy Brashear says even when consumers think they're effectively cleaning after washing poultry, bacteria can easily spread to other surfaces and foods. The USDA recommends preparing raw foods like vegetables and salads before handling raw meat and poultry, thoroughly cleaning and sanitizing any surface potentially contaminated, and cooking meat and poultry to a safe internal temperature. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.